This piece was brought to you by Whole Foods Market, wholefoodsmarket.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
This is the news.
Fall is a busy time for all winemakers. There are grapes to be harvested, crushed, and fermented. Normally, we'd imagine this process taking place in the hills of Napa or Bordeaux. But if you live in New York City and don't want to travel too far, you might want to check out Brooklyn Winery. Amid Brooklyn's thriving food scene, two young techies found a way to introduce winemaking to an urban setting. I spoke with Brian Leventhal, one of the co-founders of Brooklyn Winery. I asked him to tell us the story of how he got started.
Brooklyn Winery was founded in 2010 by John Stiers and myself. And our background was we met at a tech startup company in Manhattan. And while we were there, we actually became involved with making our own wine for fun with some coworkers out in this little place in New Jersey that actually allowed you to make wine. You brought in some fruit, had some very basic winemaking equipment, and you went a couple times a year, and you're actually able to make your own batch of wine that you were then able to put a label on that you designed and bring home. And we were traveling pretty significant amount of time to get there each time we went, and we thought, why doesn't something like this actually exist in New York City, but done in a really curated and great way? And that was actually the original idea for Brooklyn Winery, was a place to allow people to learn how to make wine.
I also asked him about where they source their grapes from.
We look at being an urban winery as a great benefit. We are able to source our grapes from essentially wherever we'd like. Since we're not relying on our own backyard to grow fruit, since we are in New York City and don't have available land, we actually look elsewhere, obviously. So we look to New York State first and focus on two core regions in New York, and that includes the Finger Lakes, which is about upstate New York, as well as the North Fork, which is the east end of Long Island. And we'll also bring in some grapes from Northern California as well. It's very much varietally focused, so certain grapes grow better in certain regions due to climate, soil, etc. So what we look to do is work with grape farmers and buy the fruit that does and performs the best within a certain region, and then bring that all back to Brooklyn via refrigerated trucks and a great logistical team so that the fruit arrives in perfect shape, but actually do all the production here in Brooklyn.
Brian went on to tell me about the process of making wine in an urban setting. Like all winemaking, it starts on the vineyards. There's the hand picking of the grapes early in the morning when the grapes are cool, getting the grapes onto lots of small bins so they don't crush themselves in transit, loading them onto refrigerated trucks, and driving the grapes, whether 30 miles or 3,000 miles, to New York City. Then there's the actual winemaking process, which involves separating the stems, crushing the grape skins and making juice, fermentation, adding yeast, which eats the sugars, filtering out sediment, and aging the wine for just the right amount of time. All of which he does in his Williamsburg winery. I asked Brian if having a winery in the city presented any unique challenges that other wineries just don't have to deal with.
There are a lot of challenges with making wine in an urban environment. The logistics is obviously a huge part of that, with the fruit arriving here in a way that's at the utmost quality. Driving 18-wheeler trucks onto the small side streets of Williamsburg usually generates, it's not always the easiest thing in the world to do. We don't have a full loading dock, so we need to usually unload on the street, drive a forklift, sometimes down two blocks with thousands of pounds of grapes being carried. So those are always challenges. The juggling of space is a challenge. We actually, the way that our space operates here in Brooklyn, not only do we operate a winery, but we also operate a hospitality space. So we host a lot of big private events and then have a wine bar, and it's all a lot of shared space. So the winery is sharing space with public facing space as well. So having the ability for the production team and the hospitality team to kind of share space, understand each other's limitations and what each other needs is definitely a challenge as well, but also is what defines our business.
Again, that was Brooklyn Winery's co-founder, Brian Leventhal. Brian and his team offer tours of the winery where you can see the process and taste the wines without having to leave the city. To find out more, go to bkwinery.com. You can also find a link on our website. I'm Austin Sherman, reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Thanks for listening.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more.